In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In St. John's Gospel, right after Jesus' triumphal entry into the holy city of Jerusalem, two Greeks come up to Philip, one of the apostles, and they say, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Those words, that desire, is at the heart of what the Holy Spirit has to say to us here today. We would see Jesus. Well, to see Jesus, you have to recognize him when he comes. And that has been a struggle for God's people throughout all our history. All the way back at the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. After they sinned, they deliberately hid themselves from the Lord so they could not see God when he came. And because of that, because they did not see their God, they were driven out of their home, and death became a reality for all of us. That's what happens when you do not see God, when he comes into your presence. In our Old Testament reading for today, it's much the same. Judah is under siege by the Babylonian army, an army whom God has sent as judgment on his people. But even with this army banging on their gates, the people still don't see God. They fall into sin and do not rise up in repentance. They turn away from God and backslide and do not turn back to the God who is in their midst. They do not speak to God. They do not repent of their sin. Everyone goes his own way, and they all close their eyes to the presence of the Lord. Their false prophets preach a false gospel of a false peace, and the people have no shame. So God sends the Babylonian army to drive them out of their homes, to give their wives to others, to turn over their fields to foreigners, and to pour out his judgment on them for their covetousness and their falsehood and their blindness and their sin. That's what happens when you do not recognize God when he comes to you. The people literally lost sight of the God who was in their midst, in their temple, among them every day. They didn't listen to God as he spoke through Jeremiah and all the other true prophets in their presence. They took shelter in their blindness. They took shelter in the blindness of their showy religiosity and their false piety, and in the end they suffered for it. Some of them died. The rest of them were driven off into Babylon, and not a single one of them got away with their sin, all because they did not see God when he came into their presence. It's not much better in the gospel today either. It's Palm Sunday. Jesus is riding on a donkey on his way into the holy city, Jerusalem. And along the way, he stops to look out over the city. Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "If you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. The vast majority of these people do not recognize Jesus as their God come into their midst. So Jesus prophesies their destruction. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation, says the Lord. Jesus announces that because the people don't recognize God when he comes to them, they and their city will be utterly destroyed. And less than 40 years after Jesus uttered those words, in 70 AD, the Romans did exactly what Jesus said. They besieged Jerusalem. Some of the people died. The rest were driven from their homes. And the temple, the city, and everything in them was destroyed. Why? Because the people didn't recognize the time of their visitation. The people did not see their God when he came into their midst. Adam and Eve hid and did not see God when he came. The people of Jerusalem did not see God when he came. They did not see him when he came with a Babylonian army. They did not see him when he came in the flesh to be their Savior. So here's a question for all of us here today. Do you recognize God when he comes into your midst? Do you know the time of your visitation? Do you see Jesus when he comes to you?